In the year 1926, an evil atheistic government came to power in the United States of Mexico that suppressed all public worship. All the Catholic churches were closed, and the police were ordered to arrest and kill any priest they discovered. Fire hoses and guns were turned on elderly women who dared to pray in church. Printing the Bible or teaching the Catholic faith was high treason. In that very same year that the Mexican government banned public worship in 1926, the Jesuits in Mexico ordained a very handsome young man, a Catholic priest, by the name of Padre Miguel Agustín Pro. The very first months of his priesthood were lived in secret, because the law forbade him from wearing the traditional Roman collar. He had to wear various disguises, such as that of a street sweeper, a mechanic, and a policeman, in order to move about from place to place to offer Mass and distribute Holy Communion under cover of darkness. He would secretly baptize, hear confessions, and anoint the sick without attracting the attention of the authorities. One morning, Padre Miguel Agustín Pro arrived at a home to offer Mass secretly, but the police detectives were waiting for him. Father Pro flashed a badge and said to the officers, "There's a priest hiding in there." And the police thought Padre Pro was an undercover police officer. And they saluted him respectfully, and they let him enter the house undisturbed. On another occasion, as the police were closing in on the clever priest, Padre Pro quickly whispered to this good-looking girl walking by, "Help me, I'm a priest." So she pretended to be his girlfriend, and the police passed by the lovers without a second thought. These disguises and dodgings went on very successfully for about a year, until November the 13th of 1927, when a bomb was tossed in the car driven by the former Mexican president, General Álvaro Obregón. The general was not killed, and his bodyguards arrested the bomber would-be assassin and apprehended the car he was driving. But unfortunately, the car of the would-be assassin was once owned by Padre Miguel Pro's brother Humberto. And that's all the evil Mexican government needed. On November the 17th, 1927, Padre Pro was arrested along with his blood brothers Humberto y Roberto. There was no trial, no court hearing, no jury, no evidence. They were found guilty immediately and their sentence to die by firing squad. The ambassador from Argentina begged for mercy, and his appeals only got the younger brother Roberto a reprieve. Exactly 90 years ago today, at 10 o'clock in the morning on November the 23rd, 1927, Padre Miguel Agustín Pro was led to the courtyard of the police station for execution. The notorious president of Mexico, Plutarco Calles, invited numerous government officials and members of every newspaper to witness the event. The Mexican president wanted to show everyone that Catholics are cowards and that he intended to make an example out of this young priest. "Do you have any last requests?" they asked Padre Pro. And he responded, "I'd like to pray." And he knelt down, and after a few moments of silence, he kissed the crucifix he was holding, and he stood up. Refusing the traditional blindfold, he said, "May God have mercy on you. May God bless you. Lord, you know that I'm innocent. With all my heart, I forgive my enemies." And then he stretched out his arms and shouted, "Viva Cristo Rey!" And the firing squad aimed and fired and intentionally missed. They were all good Catholics. They weren't going to shoot a priest. So you know what happens in that case, right? The captain of the firing squad walked over to Father Miguel and shot him right in the head. The evil Mexican government had forbidden anyone to attend Padre Pro's funeral. But the government couldn't suppress the faith of the Mexican people. More than 15,000 people joined in the funeral procession. 15,000 people. And the crowds lined the streets, and everywhere they took up the chant, Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo Rey! Live Christ the King. The evil Mexican government thought that by inviting the press and taking lots of pictures, they would deter future disobedience. But it totally backfired. If only they would have studied history. Killing Christians always produces more faithfulness in the hearts of the people, as Tertullian said way back in the year 197, the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. Just weeks before he died, Padre Miguel Agustin Pro said, "If I'm ever caught, get ready to ask me for things when I'm in heaven." He even promised to deal out favors like a deck of cards. And it happened almost immediately. An elderly blind woman who came to touch his body at the funeral, one of the 15,000, she immediately received her sight. And within a week, three others testified that they had been miraculously cured. On September the 25th, 1988, at St. Peter's in Rome, Pope St. John Paul II officially beatified Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, and today is his feast day. Every year, on the 23rd of November, and we're celebrating it today exactly 90 years, almost to the hour, 90 years since his martyrdom. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, I have always been inspired by the life of this holy priest. And I remember as a young kid thinking that this could never happen here. This could never happen to me. And now that I'm old, I'm not so sure. Now I believe that these days of religious persecution and martyrdom are right around the corner, because the religious liberty this country was founded upon is slowly being taken away, little by little by little. Do you remember what St. Paul said in his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18? The choir sang it for us this morning. It's stunningly beautiful. It was the Alleluia verse for today. Remember what St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 18? He says, in all circumstances, give thanks. At every Mass we pray, it is truly right and just, it is our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. Always and everywhere. In all circumstances. In all circumstances, give thanks. St. Paul reminds us in the Alleluia verse today. I can tell you that my tendency is to thank God when things go well for me. I tend to thank God when everything goes my way. When I get what I asked for in prayer, I go, "Thank you, God." But do we thank God in all circumstances? Not just in good times, but in bad times. Not just in health, but in sickness. Not just one day of the year on, let's say, the fourth Thursday of November, but always and everywhere? Do we thank God even when we don't get what we want? Do we thank God for suffering? For being persecuted? For martyrdom? In all circumstances, give thanks. He says, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Today, I thank God that for now, He has allowed us to worship Him freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully, just as Christ has commanded us to worship Him. I thank God that for now, we can worship Him as He wishes. And I even thank God for allowing me to share with Him in His persecutions and sufferings on Mount Calvary. I don't just thank Him for all the things that have gone well in my life, but I also thank Him for the cross. And I thank Almighty God today for raising up a just and holy priest in the life of Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, a life that continues to inspire future generations to remain faithful to Christ the King and His bride, the Church, in all circumstances. Before his ordination, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro providentially wrote, O heart of Jesus, I am all thine, but take care of my promise so that I may be able to put it into practice even unto the complete sacrifice of my life. Heart of Jesus, I am all yours. But take care of my promise so that I may be able to give you thanks in all circumstances, even unto the complete sacrifice of my life. Viva Cristo Rey.